The United States is about to do a lot more borrowing this year. A new estimate from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office predicts that the U.S. budget deficit is going to hit a new record this year. The report also says the economy will pick up slowly. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The CBO says unemployment levels will dip to 9.2% by the end of this year, and a percentage point lower around election time next year. Unemployment is not expected to decline to its historic level of about 5% until 2016. The CBO also predicts this year's budget deficit will reach a record $1.5 trillion. That's too much for Maine Republican Senator Olympia Snowe.
So it's clear to me that we have reached that tipping point. And if we continue on this current trajectory of spending, as indicated by CBO, spending will represent 45% of the gross domestic product, and our national debt as a part of the GDP will be 90% in just 9 years.
Congressional Republicans say the solution is to slash spending, but Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad warns that doing so could plunge a fragile recovery into a double-dip recession.
We need another 18 months to 2 years before we start imposing the really tough medicine that is going to have to be imposed if we're going to deal with this long-term debt threat.
Conrad said Congress and the White House need to agree on what that medicine will be soon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.